Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional and trusted beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. All right, now we're going to acknowledge National Reconciliation Week, 27 May to 3rd June. Be a voice for generations, that is the theme. So do act on it, you mob, and to all our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters as well. Embrace it. Embrace it in regarding closing the gap and regarding reconcile this deadly nation. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Joshua Duke, Chartered Accountant, the inaugural chair and founding a member of the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Chartered Accountant Committee. Talk about Monash Business School addresses the lack of Indigenous participation at the most senior levels of corporate life. And on the line we have Joshua. Joshua, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Joshua, thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, by the way. My name's Joshua Duke. I'm a very proud Dungati man from Kempsey, New South Wales.
Mm. Daily footprint, brother. Thank you very much. Now, congratulations, Chartered Accountant and inaugural chair and founding member of the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Chartered Accountant Committee. So wear a couple of hats there, my brother.
Yeah, for you, mate. Yeah, so it's there's that one, which I love. I'm a director at Bengara Dance Theatre
yes.
and the YMCA.
Oh, beautiful.
So, yeah, very fortunate to wear a number of hats across the community.
Lovely. Now, talk about Monash Business School addresses the lack of Indigenous participation at the most senior levels of corporate life. How is Monash Business School addressing this?
They're doing a phenomenal job down there. I think it's they've been up and running only for the last sort of few years. But, I mean, there's a number of reasons, I guess, why we're not seeing senior black leaders on the ASX, particularly, on their boards and then across their management team. So what they're doing, I guess, is a big step in the right direction in sort of preparing our people to take on some of those roles long term. So, across networking and sort of connections, sort of creating opportunities in a sort of culturally safe sort of environment. So, no, I really like what they're doing there.
Do you feel there should be black faces at senior levels?
Yeah, no, of course.
Of course.
I mean,
yes.
For us, how can we possibly, be in charge of our future and sort of with Australia's largest employers and things if we're not around the table making some of those decisions? So I think for us, there's been a history of sort of exclusion to inclusion, and I guess that's sort of, come to the sort of voice to Parliament and as to why that's sort of come around. So, and I guess for me, to understand the present situations is to understand the past. Collectively, there's a number of reasons why we're not on there, but I think it's really important. And I think it's not only important just for representation and you can't be what you can't see, but I do feel like there's a genuine commercial opportunity for these businesses, and I think it's going to go a long way to future-proofing a lot of these ASX businesses and really augment their roles as stewards of Australia's biggest sort of private employers, and that's across, the employee value proposition, their shareholders and stakeholders. And more broadly, there's an emerging middle class of black fellows coming through. And so they're going to be looking to organisations, who they invest in, where they shop, and who they work for, based on, I guess, social policies that they can relate to and people that in their leadership teams that sort of look and feel like them. So that's something that I probably haven't heard enough about is that commercial opportunity as well, yeah.
So, well, if you look at it, university as well as government organisation, private business, private enterprise, they should all step up in the space, you know, when you're talking about, well, procurement or employment of First Nation people, but at the senior level, it's a feather in your cap. It's progress. Here we are talking about, talking here today, and it is National Reconciliation Week. So good timing about conversations like so, don't you think, Joshua?
I couldn't agree more, and I think addressing the challenges sort of in front of us requires a multifaceted approach from corporate Australia and government, so involving initiatives that promote education, professional development, mentorship and networking opportunities together with cultural awareness internally. And I think a big part of that's quotas. You know, people say, oh, it's all very hard and how do we do it? I mean, there's a blueprint in women from the 90s and the sort of noughties to see how they've, you know, they've made their way to some of these leadership positions, which has just been fantastic to see. I feel like that can be replicated for our people.
And look, there's benefits in having First Nation people at the senior level. Do you want to elaborate on that, please, Joshua, for businesses, organisations,
again, I think there's a number of benefits. There's obviously the social sort of the benefit to it, but I mean, as I touched on before, so that employee value proposition, it's a tough market out there from frontline staff to chairs. People are seeking more out of their employment than just remuneration these days, and I think we've seen that through the Edelman's Trust Barometer earlier in the year that highlighted, I guess, the public sentiment towards public and other sort of organisations. Shareholders and stakeholders are becoming increasingly engaged and vocal about things that are important to them. So you may have seen a couple of years ago with BHP that they took their environmental plan to a vote of their shareholders, just as an example. So they're getting a lot more engaged. And I think practically at a business level as well, we represent about 3.3% of the population, or about 800,000 people. So, and of those people, there is an emerging middle class of folks, and they're going to be looking to their leadership teams and boards for people, again, they can relate to and their social policies, as I mentioned. So, and which is really important when, you know, you're talking about where they're going to invest their money, who they're going to work for, and where they're going to shop from across the board. So, multitude of all positive things.
Exactly.
You know, these corporates should be considering.
Yeah, powerful. So, brother, you're a chartered accountant, also the inaugural chair and founder member of Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Chartered Accountant Committee. Tell us about this vehicle that you head up, and how many black chartered accountants we have out there, brother?
Not enough.
So, plenty of room at the top.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, I think there's about, I don't know, in the 30s, sort of officially, of a membership pool of about 145,000 people. So the numbers are appalling. Mm. And I guess for me, how can we possibly be in control of our future if we can't manage our own money?
Exactly.
And I guess I'm incredibly nervous with, you know, all this sort of once-off lump sum monies that we're getting and that we're seeing around the country through native determination and sort of other vehicles. And I think for me, I would hate to see generation one and two, you know, driving around in Land Rovers and jet skis, and generation, you know, two and three sort of being back to where we are now.
So, yeah, exactly.
And I think the vehicle that Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand are providing is, I guess, we're trying to obviously promote the profession and essentially try to do what the lawyers did back in the 90s. So, I'd love to see more representation across the board. So, we're playing a small role, but, trying to link, I guess, universities and schools together to sort of make it happen.
Well, a lot of our people are heading towards businesses, you know, and private businesses, which is fantastic. But if you're an artist or if you're a bricklayer or mechanic, whatever the case may be, you have to study business and you have to get financially intelligent. So that's what you're alluding to, aren't you, to get financial intelligence?
No, you're spot on. Financial literacy is something I'm incredibly sort of passionate about. But
yes.
I started my career in corporate restructuring, and what you'd often find is you may be the best chef in town, but it's a very different skill set to running a business. And I think that needs to be, acknowledged and understood more broadly. So, as you mentioned, you know, it's brilliant to see all these entrepreneurs coming through the ranks. And, I think if we can have a team of, you know, accountants is my dream. To be able to support them along that way,
yes.
That's my life's work. I guess.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, enjoy that journey. That's what it's all about, my brother. Beautiful talking with you. Thank you very much, Joshua. Big shout out to your mob there and all our chartered accountants out there under that membership of yours. And great to see Monash Business School addressing the lack of Indigenous participation at the most senior levels of corporate life, and that is beneficial to the universities and government organisations and private businesses as well. Joshua, thank you, brother. Keep smiling. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much, brother. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Deadly young there. Joshua Duke, his name is, Chartered Accountant, the inaugural chair and founding member of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Chartered Accountant Committee, and talking about leadership at the top end, black faces in those leadership roles, and not tokenistic. That we're talking about very smart black people who got a valid reason to be there. And look, it is beneficial if you have black faces there, you know. I mean, building a bridge, reconciliation, whatever case may be. They're true business people. They just happen to be black. So utilize that and add value to your company, to your organization, to your business. This is your daily program, National Talk Black.
And I'm lit, celebrating, I sip, wavy, no rip, watch your step and don't slip, Miller style that I drip, okay. With a bad chick on my hip, all my brothers with me, no click, and they hold that thing with a grip, now I'm feeling myself when I step in the scene and I'm taking it over like ISIS, back in my bag, coming in like a record ball, swinging it like Miley Cyrus, I'm gonna be popping and spreading around the whole world like coronavirus, I is the nicest, so priceless, and I don't give a F if you really don't like
don't
this,
don't give a damn if you don't like us. Money ain't a thing, we priceless.
When it comes to drip,
girl, you know that we the nicest.
Kiss the pinky ring,
dress me as your royal highness.
Yeah.
Don't give a damn if you don't like us.
50 on the wrist.
Money ain't a thing, we priceless.
When it comes to drip,
girl, you know
I got the world in my hands. I level up and elevate, I'm taking every chance. See, I'm making this change, I put on for my fam. I'm not into real estate, but I'm taking over this land. So stop sleeping on me, heaping on me. These inner demons gon' fuck me up and it's creeping on me, creeping on me. Parasites are attached to me and they feeding off me. I got a gang of haters on keyboards and they speaking on me, yeah. They speaking on me, but still I'm back with a hit, putting in work and I'm cracking the whip. I risk it all for myself and my vision. Now I'm on a mission, I'm back in this shit. You ain't stopping me, stacking my chips. Came from the bottom, no capping a bit. I seen it all ever since a little kid. Now I'm on the way to the top of the bid, top of the bid.
Don't give a damn if you don't like us.
50 on the wrist.
Money ain't a thing, we priceless.
When it comes to drip,
girl, you know that we the nicest.
Kiss the pinky ring,
address me as your royal highness.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBA Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yarnup Strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, tourism on track for full recovery as new data shows strong start to 2023. With that, I'm going to chat with Professor Sarah Gardiner, Director of Griffith Institute for Tourism. Professor, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Trevor.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Thumbs up regarding recovery for tourism on track for full recovery. There's light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely. The tourism operators are very happy to see visitors returning, particularly growth in domestic tourism or Australians getting out there and travelling.
Mm. And so domestic, what about the international market?
From an international perspective, it may just take a little bit more time. We're about halfway, so we're at about 50% where we were pre-pandemic. Mm. But the forecasts suggest that by about 2024, we'll start to see full recovery, and by 2027, we'll actually exceed the numbers that we were seeing pre-pandemic.
Yeah, fantastic. And it was COVID-19, which was the dampener on thing, turned the world upside down. But like I said, there's a cleaner slate, you could say, in regard to moving forward.
Yeah, so there's some really good things happening. Obviously, a lot of Australians have found their love for travelling in their home country again.
Yes.
But from an international perspective, there's still a couple of hurdles that we need to jump over, particularly the restart of the China tourism market. China was our largest visitor market and also our biggest spenders pre-pandemic. Mm. So really welcoming back the Chinese are a key part of international tourism rebounding for Australia.
Yeah, and you mentioned domestic, which is, we couldn't travel overseas, so Cairns became the new Bali. So it was great for us up here, but we still had to navigate through COVID-19. But, things are looking good up here in Far North Queensland regarding tourism.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing great growth in North Queensland tourism, up about 75%. On the previous year, and so that really strong growth is obviously really great for particularly the small tourism operators that operate around your region.
Yes.
About 98% of people employed in tourism are employed in small and micro businesses, so the small business community is really the backbone of the tourism industry.
And I would like to talk about First Nation tourism. I was lucky enough to be down at ATE, Australian Tourism Exchange, representing Experience Co, Reef Unlimited, Dreamtime, Dive and Snorkel. But the amount of First Nation tourism operators was overwhelming. It was fantastic, the amount of people involved in business and running their business in this industry.
Yeah, absolutely. I was really impressed by the amount of Indigenous operators at the Australian Tourism Exchange as well, ATE. And it was great just to see so much diversity of product, really great cultural experiences for our international visitors, but also that keen interest from the domestic market as well.
So looking ahead, so what's in store? They've got the Q1 2020 results are in line with the UNWTO.
Yes, absolutely. So globally, we're seeing a much faster bounce back than what we've seen even here in Australia. Globally, we're back to about 80% of pre-pandemic levels. The Asia and the Pacific, which Australia is part of, is a little bit slower in its recovery. We're, as I mentioned before, about 50%. But I think as people start to think about those bigger trips, maybe those once-in-a-lifetime travel down to Australia for these holidays to visit the Great Barrier Reef and other parts of Australia, I think that's when we're going to start to see the real uptick in international visitation.
It also creates a nice platform for future businesses. I mean, this beautiful big island that we sit on, we've got so much to offer. And so there's room for growth, you could say?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's still a lot of room for growth. Particularly like to see some young entrepreneurs come back into the tourism industry. Obviously, the past few years really hasn't been a reflection of what's been happening over the last 20 years in tourism. We've seen fantastic growth, pretty much double-digit growth for the last at least 10 years. So I think there's some great opportunities, particularly for young entrepreneurs wanting to get into the tourism market and create some new product for us.
And what about students? Is there scope or is there any data about people in looking at an industry, tourist industry, as a career pathway?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's some more work we need to do in that aspect of the industry. A lot of people left the tourism and hospitality industry during the pandemic, so attracting those people back. We've seen quite innovative strategies from the industry in terms of making it really easy to apply and go through that recruitment process, but also thinking about markets that could offer really great hospitality experiences, so particularly looking at women in tourism, people with disabilities, and as you mentioned before, Indigenous people obviously working in the tourism industry, and that could create a really great diversity and really interesting experiences for our visitors.
Now, of course, we had a lot of drama regarding rental apartments or houses as such, and a lot of our backpackers and even Airbnbs went into the residential side of things. Did you see that happen, or is there scope for that coming back, especially the backpacker market?
Yeah, I think that's a sort of unanswered question at the moment in terms of where we're sitting in terms of hostel bed nights and bedrooms for the return of the youth travel market. The development of the Australia-UK Free Trade Agreement, I think, will be a great step forward in terms of bringing back working holiday makers. I think that's a key part of the market, is really driving young people to come and visit Australia. They stay longer,
yes,
and as a result, their total trip spend is the largest out of all of our visitor markets. And obviously, they're playing a key role in our economies through providing workforce for many of our businesses as well. So they're a really key component of restarting the tourism industry and getting it to bounce back.
All right. So full recovery, which is fantastic. Look, great talking with you, Professor. Thank you very much for sharing. All the best to you. Stay warm, and we'll yarn soon.
Yeah, thanks so much, Trevor. Great talking to you too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. That's Professor Sarah Gardinia, Institute for Tourism, and talking about the full recovery for tourism, on track for full recovery, as new data shows, strong start to 2023. And I want to also give out a big shout out to First Nation tourism operators, as I met many of them down there at Gold Coast for ATE, Australian Tourism Exchange, and our black people are front and centre in regarding tourism, and plus working on country and turning into a business entity as such. Fantastic. Success breeds success. Keep doing what you're doing, your mob. Too deadly. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black, and coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out, NERS. Too deadly.
We're not gonna I gotta stress this for those with their questions. 2020 current and forget list. Chain never came from the suits and the offense. Chains in the streets, so we're playing offense. Power to the people, that's what I wrote this.
Ha, if we losing, I'm not losing the outer sanctum. Try through the darkness and know that I find light. Twilight made by thought, get the vibe down. Soul sucker, drain clips, wings, silky night down. No more, spread those wings as I rise up. Way past the tether from the world that you live in. You're not completely stupid, why you think that I will give in? Never will I ever be severed up by my spirit. Rise from the depths of submission. Red whispers to screams full on deaf-eared visions. Flashbacks make believe false and fragments, dropping as it floats down the stream. So tragic, I let go, but you won't leave, so I start pushing. With all of my heart, cause the art's cooking. Depart and vanish in that circular state that you taught me. To flee the clutches of a Dutch as he spoke in a story.
Don't tell me, what does it take to be a winner in this game? You got to have lost one, at least lost one.
Lost one, and you lost one. You lost one, you lost one.
Don't say you're one in this game. Unique in their own, you're still all the same. Remember this when you
another little rhyme to remind you, my dude. Spend a bit of time on the line. Use my truth, bringing it to life with the tycoon. Nice producer who's ready with the right tunes. I choose to not end up in the news, doing the same thing like every other fool. Deluded in view, selling out to our rules. I handed it back, handling tracks without abuse. So what if the DVDs don't get released? I'll find another beat and wind up on my feet to have another crack or smash another bat. Running the track till all my main ligaments are snapped. The real appreciate, a deeper concentrate. I never wanna be spitting it any other way. A serenade for the slumbering me, not troubling me. Can't smother the heat when doing it for the love of the beat, and that's D.O.C.
I'm walking on a wire, while you're ducking down ballistics. Soldiers on the front, now I'm fighting for resistance. It's hard to keep it real when the world's unrealistic. We all a bunch of misfits who are afraid to just risk it. Nobody gonna wait for the big debate. We spit it every minute like here today. Stay nice, am I? You know who we are. Bet you turn your back on us like Syria. Why? Under the weight of a heavy cloud, pushing through the mist. Eyes on the prize, yo, I'm coming from the east. Jump to the rhythm, cause I got mad tricks, and I beat the beat up. Make your heart skip. Life is a bitch, but I really don't mind it. I hit it, then I run. Don't wanna be around it. Tell the girls whine it, yo, I tell the girls whine it. We jacking every track like Somalian pirates.
Don't tell me, what does it take to be a winner in this game? You got to have lost one, at least lost one.
Lost one, and you lost one. You lost one, you lost one.
So you're one in this game. Unique in their own, you're still all the same. Remember this when you play.
When you play, yeah, when you play.
When you play, yeah.
So tell me, what does it take to be a winner in this game? You got to have lost one. At least lost one.
You lost one.
You're one in this game. Unique in
me.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbleprint Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. You can have your saver calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, here in Australia announces Game Changer, a new partnership designed to help close First Nations hearing gap. With that, I'm going to have a yarn now with Deadly Sister, Shirley McManus, for Hearing Australia, First Nations Service Unit, National Manager. On the line, Shirley, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from, sister.
My mob's a Rotary mob from central New South Wales, but I'm currently talking to you guys from a Awabakal land near Newcastle.
All right, beautiful. And cold country, I must say, yes?
Yes, it is cold.
You're rugged up there, sis?
I sure am. I've got all the layers on. I actually got the Blues Origin jacket on at the moment.
Well, you really know how to kill a conversation. It was going good till the Blues came out. Too deadly, sister, too deadly. Look, thank you for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation here in Australia, talking about the, here we are on celebrating Reconciliation Week, and you guys here in Australia have announced another major step into improving the hearing health for First Nations people. So elaborate, please, in regard to the game changing.
Oh, it is a huge game changer. The new shared hearing services plans and partnerships that we're forming with the local Aboriginal medical services all across the country. What we're doing with these plans is we go sit down in a co-design format with the health service in the community and talk to them about what we can bring, what we can offer, but also how we can increase their referral pathways, their hearing program, and upskill their health workers to do hearing screenings in community.
Yes.
So they don't have to wait for us to show up. They're able to do that themselves in between our visits.
Look, that's closing the gap. And, here in Australia does a fantastic job. But when you can have a team on board in the community, that makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. And not only is it empowering community to be able to do these hearing screenings more often, but it's increasing the relationships between the community and the health service and building the trust and just opening up pathways for community to go and get their ears checked more often.
Yes. And let's talk about this this so-called gap in regarding hearing gap. First Nation children, is it hard for them in regarding hearing space and regarding getting checked? That gap needs to be closed. What would be some of the problems that's causing this in regard to hearing?
The main problem with the hearing with the kids is otitis media, so like middle ear infections.
Yes.
What happens is you get a bit of a fluid build up behind the eardrum, and if it doesn't drain away properly, it blocks the child from hearing, but it also gets a bit festy and causes an infection. And if that goes undetected and untreated long enough, it will cause a permanent hearing loss in our poor little kids' ears.
Yeah.
And otitis media doesn't have many visible symptoms. The children won't always have a temperature. There's not always a discharge happening. So quite often we just figure our kids are just ignoring us. But they're not. They can't hear.
Sure. And so
if we can fix that, if we can stop that from happening and get people aware that this is what's going on with the kids, we can get them treated on pathways quicker so that it doesn't cause a permanent hearing loss. It gives the kids a better chance for hearing more at school, learning better.
Yes.
They can be better socially because they can follow conversations with their peers and their friends. And then as they get older, they'll be able to get employment. They'll be better educated than if their hearing issues hadn't have been picked up.
Exactly.
And they're going to have a better chance at life. And that, across all boards, is every part of closing the gap.
Yeah, beautiful. Fantastic. Can you hear me there, Shirley? Lost Shirley. Shirley there? Shirley McManus, I'll try and get her back. Shirley McManus, National Manager with here in Australia in the First Nation unit. And game changer we're talking about here. Are you there, sister?
I'm here, Trevor.
Yeah, thank you very much. Look, Partner punt, you hearing me okay? But yeah, but if you look at that space, they're closing the hearing gap, so very important. And working with their First Nation Health Organization, it becomes a beautiful team, a good team unit. And yeah, as we say, it takes a community to raise a child. Well, here we are talking about the closing the gap of the hearing gap, you know. So our First Nation Health Organizations can now be hands-on and help close that gap, sister.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be great. It's a daily program. I'm so proud of the work we're doing, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the outcomes are.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I'll be watching very closely. Thank you very much for yarning up strong here, sister. A big shout to all your mob there here in Australia and to all our First Nation health organisations across the country. A beautiful partnership. Thank you very much, sister.
Thanks, Trevor. And everyone go get your hearing checked.
Go do that. Very important to do that. You do your weekly your yearly checkups. But do the full checkups, ears included, sister.
Yeah, get the full 715 happening.
Okay, you take care, Shirley.
Thanks, Trevor. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Deadly Yarn there. Shirley McManus, a national manager here in Australia in the First Unit Department, First Nation Unit Department. And look, fantastic. A game changer working with First Nation health organisations in a collaborative sense, a partnership model and closing the gap with hearing gap. Too Deadly. Yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. And is the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's on Yidinji country, BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Too Deadly.
Come on now, just to come back, come back, come back, come back. I told them all not to come back, come back. Come on now, just to come back, come back, come back.
Get up now, get up, get up. Don't make me say it twice. Well, I just did like three times. That's quite alright. Now that you're on your feet, well, we shall proceed onwards. I'll peel up all the honesty and spit the fuck out real shit. The real shit they finna hear about me. And since they know me already, I'll make it clear we. There ain't no we, it's just me, but we still tight. Late December worried, but now I'm occupied. Left the hospital, fresh out the hospital. RPA 8 days, huh? Had me sick off the skittle, bruh. My brother Chow came through, wheeled me around for days. Got my strength back in ASAP, got on that PLA lane. Back to the motherland in Northwest, cooking up. Phones buzzing, hit my cousin up, everything's looking up. New year, new track, new direction, bring it back. Hazy on that beat again, yeah, that boom bap shit. Heavy on my mind, got back to the grind. Keep it on silent, cause I ain't got time. She's calling again. Ain't got time for this. Straight rap shit, fire on the track shit. One take wonder, got him bouncing, about to backflip. Tell him strapping, it's about to be a bumpy ride. Murder in his beat, rusty finish off his homicide. Come on now, just come back. Back with it, I got 16 for the summer. Been stacking it all winter just to fuck up on numbers. Got copyright lyrics and I'm supposed to be the one to be. I just do what I got, I swear to hate and don't bother me. They know, but I always be one out about it. They try to destroy the image, imagine Collie without him. Serenading all these streets, no bragging, but who's a man? Cause I don't know anybody who can do it like I can. Outside the box, I hate to be just another. And I'm nothing like the rest, so don't compare me to suckers. I've been perfecting my craft, I'm careful with how I do this. And I maneuver this game with patience, I ease through it. While you all breeze through and give them what they wanna hear, I switch it but keep it focused on topic like what you hear now. So set that shit up, we about to set it off. Let everybody know now since they all forgot, huh? Come on now, just come back.
Come back, 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 come back Yeah. I make it look easy when I do this, like Bruce Lee with a few kicks. I got new keys for a new whip and a few G's, no white cliff. I hold it down for my tribe. You won't breathe till I die. You and me do not vibe. If I see through all them lies, I'm the Tupac of my city. All eyes on me, no biggie. When they rely on me, I get it. Bring it. Payback's been not missing. Boy, I'm 10 plus to win it. That's 10 toes in the field. Now them folk gon' get it. My whole team goes realist. There's no decline on my key card and the doorway's lumbing. And this black ass got an A class. I'm nice and comfy. And my flow eyes for unkies. And I say stacking ungies. And I don't talk to gungies. Only God can judge me. Look, always was, always will be. I should get hard. They can never kill me. Always was, always will be. My team here to stay. And we got a skill streak. Look, look, look. I know your team won't be us. Any little troop won't see us. Never back down with Jada. What they had now with Jada. Ay, Merkham, whoa, Merkham, ay, Merkham, whoa, Merkham, Merkham, ay, Merkham, whoa, Merkham, ay, whoa. I know your little team won't be us. Any little troop won't see us. Never back down with Jada. Where they are now with Jada. Ay, Merkham, whoa, Merkham, ay, Merkham, whoa, Merkham. Merkham, ay, Merkham, whoa, Merkham, ay. Always was, always will be. Got these dogs all filthy. Take a shot, you can't kill me. Got a wars in the building. And our law's infinite. Got the mob here winning. Got the squad here with me. Always was, always will be. Pick up the pace. Put some respect on my name. Pedal down, no brakes. Busting at them with the flames. I'm going hard in the pain. You feel this dog in the face. Free my fam in the chains. Let them feel our pain. Us and them, not the same. This is life, not a game. Competition, get wasted. See what I want and I take it. Me and them, no relationship. I'm the truth, now face it. Always was, always will be. Got these dogs all filthy. Take a shot, you can't kill me. I'm a god, no Achilles.
Always was.
Always will be. Always was. Always will be. Always was. Always will be. Always will be.
Always was.
Always was. And it always will be.
Always was.
Yeah.
Look at Aboriginal people after 200 years of massacre, invasion, murder, and today we are people in exile.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbleprint Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to the NERS National Radio Service. Have you saying, yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. All right, going to kick it over to Katrina Fanning, and she's chair of NRL. We're talking about sports. I'll start to talk about sports for all our children. On the line, Katrina, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning, brother. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, just let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, so my mob were Wiradjuri in southwestern New South Wales, but I live and work on Ngunnawal country in Canberra these days.
All right, fantastic. So we're talking about start the talk. We're talking about sports. Elaborate, please, regarding this program as such.
Yeah, of course, mate. So, look, so many of our kids and adults, in fact, love sport, right? But we all know that at times there can be some behaviours around sport that can make our kids feel maybe a bit uncomfortable, a bit unsafe, whether that's, you know, parents from other teams who might yell out things, coaches who might be maybe not doing the right thing, all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
This program is about making sure our kids are safe and comfortable in their sports and that our parents and our caregivers know what they can expect and the sort of questions they can ask to make sure their kids are safe while they're playing sport.
Well, exactly. It's about having a safe space, you know, for both, you know, the young ones playing the sports, the coaching department as well, parents at the table, you know. We're all in this together, aren't we, sis?
Exactly. It takes all of us to run community sport especially. And, you know, there's just so many different ways now our kids can become you know, impacted, whether that's while they're playing, maybe online afterwards, through to, you know, making sure that All the volunteers and coaches have been through the right checks just to make sure our kids are safe in that environment, because it's just such a big part of our lives, a big part of our communities, and we just want to make sure that they get the best experience possible.
Look, I will throw my hat in the ring there regarding compliments to NRL. I'm coaching the under-13 Rugby League Kangaroos Gold Team up here in Cairns, and on Sunday just passed, I went to the NRL coaching. Look, delivery was fantastic, and we talked about all facets of the game, but all the participators, I'm talking to kids, I'm talking parents, the conversation, the presentation was fantastic, and I felt a safe platform for everyone involved, I thought. So hats off to you.
And look, it's the most important thing. We've just got to keep having that yarn, and as different things come up, come together, whether you're coaching, you're volunteering in some capacity, your kids are playing, and just keep talking together about when the issues come up, how we're going to deal with it. Do we have something in place or not? If we do, let's make sure we act on it and keep kids safe. And if we don't, let's go to the governing bodies like the NRL and say, you know, we've got this issue, how can you help us?
Yeah, too deadly. Sister, so you're the hat that you wear, chair of NRL, which area, which department?
So, yeah, so I chair the Indigenous Council of the NRL. So it's community mob who have experience or expertise in rugby league. So I played for the Gillaroos back in the early days and been involved in rugby league all my life. And so we provide advice to the NRL on all stars, on how to deal with issues of racism, on their reconciliation activities, and particularly focused on these participation pathways, because, you know, we're almost one in five registrations in the sport. So we're a big business in the sport, we're a big part of the sport, and the game wants to make sure that our kids and our communities are looked after.
Yeah, fantastic. But also wear the hat with Canberra Raiders as well, you mentioned?
Absolutely, yeah. On the board of the Canberra Raiders, and very excited. On Sunday night, we had our first session with our NRLW side, so they've started their training this week. They entered the competition this year, so really proud to be part of that process as well.
Any First Nation runners there, players there?
Oh, yeah. So within our squad of 24, there's six First Nations women, and our coach comes from a Torres Strait Islander background.
Oh, beautiful. So there it is. There's the platform lies. They're about to step into the State of Origin arena. So Blues all the way through. Yeah, sister?
Well, Blues for me. I captained New South Wales as a player myself. My cousin. Yes. Laurie Daly, he captained the boys, so, you know, our families are blue.
All the way, blue blood.
Well,
you really need a killer conversation, sister. A little maroon here.
We were getting along so well.
I just hung up on you, but look, my sister, a beautiful yarn. Katrina, thank you so very much. A big shout out to all the mob down that way, and to all our First Nation footballers. And look, this program that NRL's doing is so great. Let's start to talk. That's what it's all about. And keep the talk strong. All the best. You take care, Katrina. We'll yarn soon, sister.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly Yarn there. Katrina Fanning, her name is, and she's the chair of Indigenous NRL and also chair for Indigenous Canberra Raiders, and talking about the new program, a new campaign called Start to Talk, and unveil some new online resources designed to help keep our kids safe in sport. So look, a very fantastic vehicle, fantastic tool, and looking after our young ones playing the deadly sport, the greatest game of all. Have you say, yarn up strong here at National Talk Black with Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, and coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumba Group Media, 98.7 FM, across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Too deadly.
Hi. My butter, I've been padded ever since I was a kid. Black sheep of the family, grew up, houses how I lived. Had to make some changes, so I did what I did. Out here making money, I'm waiting for Santa Link. Rent due, kids need food, give what they need. Come from nothing, so I gotta get it by any means. Remember the days when we had nothing to eat. So now I lose sleep before my kids lose a feet. Grandmama dead, swear that bitch made me worse. Only woman gave up for caught me stealing out of purse. Seeing that pain and I had me lost for words. Wish she was still here to give her back what she deserved. But gotta keep moving, keep improving the music. Make it back for the times when they said that I was useless. I blow up, still don't know where I'll be moving. That's the NSTG with the blueprint, I'm saying. Grah!
Shake it wicked. My brother cut the grass, cause nights hard on where I'm staying. Never did they think they could kick it off from the pavement. We hustle all day and all night for a payment. So when they doubt me, I'm still here like what you saying. So gotta get it out the mouth for my kids growing up. Cause I remember when I was them, no one wanted us. And now it's all eyes on me like I'm Pac. Even now, still NS from the jump. True God, cause I really grew up in the trap. No glory, true story, I never look back. My actions speak louder, that's why my memories back my chat. I'm too black for the polish and too poly for the blacks. But I'm fitting in, I'm here working to break the circle. You can tell who's frauds and who came from survival. Bible, this then you're liable. Idols turn rivals, take titles. A trouble young buck, got upbringing with daddy. No one wanted us till my grandparents came to get us. Now young OG, I ain't also representing. OT long hours in the studio with Emma, what I'm saying. Gra! Shake it wicked.
We treat you, Mom. Hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Best of National Talk Black. Catch you, Mob, next week, same time, same station.